Good morning, I'm Steve Heimel. Fairbanks borough voters will not decide whether the Alaska Gas Line Port Authority pursues a plan to truck North Slope natural gas to Fairbanks. The borough assembly last week rescinded an ordinance putting the question on the ballot in light of Golden Valley Electric and Flint Hills Refinery's recent announcement that they are moving ahead with their own gas trucking plan. So Port Authority Chairman Jim Whitaker said they are bowing out.
We're delighted that the economics of a trucking project are such that it is now a private endeavor, and we support that.
The ordinance pulling the Port Authority gas trucking question off the ballot passed, despite some concerns from the Assembly. Member Mike Music voted against the ordinance, saying he is concerned about the narrower focus of the GVEA Flint Hills trucking plan.
What we're looking at now, I think, and I'm afraid of, is that we'll get a minor reduction in the cost of electricity, but no relief in the cost of heating, and that bothers me greatly.
The private utility, Fairbanks Natural Gas, says even without the Port Authority, it still has a proposal of its own. Assemblymember Michael Duke said that's good insurance.
There is a plan B right now, as FNG announced themselves today that they were, earlier this week, that they were going to do a trucking plan themselves, and in fact they said they would beat the other two competitors to the deadline march as far as getting it done on time. And I think that also precludes us from saying we're putting everything in one basket. The market is obviously driving some of those forces, and I think that that's a good thing.
Port Authority Chairman Whitaker said his biggest concern now is development of a local piping network to bring the gas to homes and businesses.